Okay, so we'll start Parshas Bahar. There's a series of psukim right after the psukim of Shemitah. Okay, the Torah says that if you keep Shemitah, v'nasat aretz peryo, v'chaltem l'soiva, v'yashavtem l'veta chalel, you're going to live securely on the land. So this is the schar for keeping Shemitah properly. Then the Torah asks a question, v'chisoimu, and if you're going to ask a kasha ma'noichal, what are you going to eat, Bashana Shrias? You're not planting. How are you going to have your income? Hey, Loi Nizra, Loi Nesaf, you're not planting, you're not gathering, as we're saying. Hashem promises that if you keep Shemitah, Vitzivisis, Berchasi Lochem, Bashana Shishas, Hashem's going to give such a productive year in the sixth year, you're going to have enough for the sixth, seventh, and eighth year. Vasisis, that's foolish, Loi Shashanim. That's the Pesukim. So Sephorno wants to know, it's a Sephorno Alatairi here, printed in every Macquarie's Gedalus, that it's very strange. It first says, you keep Shemitah, I'll give you a bracha. Okay, so I'm going to give you a bracha. What's then the concern? The chisaymu lachem anoicha b'shana shviyas. Then he asks, what am I going to eat? Hashem says, I'll give you a bracha. What's going on? If Hashem first says, he'll give you a bracha. Then you're going to ask, then he'll give you a bracha. What is just a punch of trying to psukim? I saw, Naim Ali Melech has a similar discussion. He asks it like this, and name his brother. He had a very famous brother duo, the Rebbe Ali Melech, and then his brother, Abzusha. So he quotes a question from his brother. I'm going to paraphrase my own words. You know, when you have a Taisus says Vim Taima or a Kasha. Chumash never does that. There's no other place in Chumash. I'll ask a Kasha, and here's the Taurus. Taurus just writes a word, and you have to figure out what the Taurus is bothered by and what the Taurus is answering. Over here, it's a Kasha. Vim Taima, Frektaish, Frektashem. Right? So he says, Yeshli Dartik, Yosha, Taurus, Yotza, Bekami Darka. Here, the Taurus is unique that you don't find it anywhere else. Shaderecha, Kor Lichtev, Eze, Yitro, Lashon. Usually, the Taurus just writes an extra word, and you have to figure out what the Taurus is addressing. And then you see from next word the Torah is answering questions you may have. And why? The Torah, all the Torah just said is, Torah just said, I'm going to give you a bracha, and if Hashem gives you a bracha, no one's going to ask questions. Okay? So again, it's similar to the Sephorno, a little different, but I want to tie this into Lag BaOmer. I'll explain later what they answer and how it ties into Lag BaOmer. Okay, so what's the reason why we celebrate Lag BaOmer? So we have three primary reasons. In the Gemara does nothing, and the Midrashim does nothing. But starting from after the Gemara in the times of the Gainim and Rishayim, we already find certain remazim to the idea of Lag BaOmer. The early thing we find in the times of Rishayim that the Magefa stopped the Sibron Shulchan Aruch, Simitot Tzadi Gimel, the Magefa stopped. There's a Magefa, Gemara Yevama says, the 24,000 Talmidim Rabbi Kiva died from Pesach the Shuas. Lag BaOmer was the day they stopped dying, so some people start shaving on Lama Dalet, Ramos, Minig B'Shem, the Maril, we could start shaving already Lama Gimel. So Ardim start Lama Dalet, correct? The second thing is, it's coming from the Kisri Arizal, it's the Hulula of Reb Shimon Bayechai. Okay, so Ari put out today, so we're going to tie that in to the second reason, we're going to tie into the third reason. This is Chassam Seif and Chuvis, Yardaya Reish Lamed Gimel. The Chassam Seif is like this. He says there's a Medrash that's not like the, there's a Medrash that's a little bit different than the Bavli. Okay, in the beginning, in Parsha Shalach, when we got the Mun, right before we got the month, it says, Vayusum Eilim, Vayvoy Kalas B'Nesal Midbar Sin, Asher Be'ilin Be'in Sinai, on the 15th day of Iyar, the Chamish Osiyam Lachor Yosheni, and people started complaining, what do we have to eat? We have nothing to eat. Okay, so Rashi says, up until this point, no one complained, what do we have to eat? Because they had leftover matzah they brought out from Mitzrayim. They ran out of the matzah, and the next day they got the month. That's what the Bavli holds. The Chassam Sefer quotes you a Medrash. People don't know where the Medrash is, but the Chassam Seif had a Medrash that they went 3 days without food. So 15, 16, 17. This is on day 15. They went 3 days without 15, 16, 17. On the 18th, the month came down. That means when did the 18th the month come down? Lag BaOmer. So we celebrate Lag BaOmer because of the month. Okay? So we want to put these two reasons together and then tie it back into Parshas Bahar. Okay, it's very apropos that the day of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Zeretzik was the day we got the month. Why? Okay, in the past I've mentioned, a very, very famous Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, he's coming to explain there are two shitas in Klal Yisrael. This is the shita of Rabbi Shmuel, that a person should work, v'asafta d'ganecha, and the shita of Rabbi Shmuel is that if a person's always busy with working, he'll never learn. He says that a person will be Zerah B'Shazriah, he will be Isa B'Shazasifa, Kairi Mate Aleo, and Reb Shimon has a radical Shita, a person should never stop learning, he should only be engaged in Torah. That's it. Now, Reb Nefesh HaChaim is coming to explain the difference between the Dar HaMidbar and Shlomo HaMelech's Dar. The Gemara in Bava Basra says, Moshe Rabbeinu's Kruvin were facing each other, like this. Shlomo HaMelech's Kruvin were a little bit like this. Nefesh HaChaim has come to explain why did they set up Shlomo HaMelech a little bit like this and Moshe Rabbeinu's Kruvin like this. So there are two shitas in Klai Yisrael. Should we be learning the whole day or should we be working the whole day? Two shitas. And the Gemara says, Lemaskana, the Nefesh HaChaim, and the Chafetz Chaim brings this to Halakha, and it's in the Briskei Rav and Pashis Chai. It's a lot of people discuss this. The Gemara says, Har Be'yosu Kurab Yishmoel. Many people did like Reb Shmuel. They had a profession. They got, they'll also be of them. Har Be'yosu Kurab Shimon Begamliel. They'll also be of them. So people tried Rabbi Shmuel's method, just sit and learn a whole day, and they couldn't do it. They tried Rabbi Shmuel, and that was much more successful. So the Mefarshim explain what the Gemara is paskening. On a national level, people should do like Rabbi Shmuel. But on a private, personal level, there could be a yachid here. We had Rav Chaim Kineski, just locked the Chazenish. There were people that would just lock themselves in a room, and they would b'teich b'Hashem, and the parnasa came through literally miraculous ways. Those are the two mahalchim iklaison. And again, the peshara, the intermediate pshat, is the way we paskin. On a national level, you need people working, engaged. Not every could be so dovik Hashem, but on a private level, a yachid could do it. There was one dar in history where the tzibur was like the yechidim. That was the Dar HaMidbar. Now, if you take a look at Dar Midbar, we say that we invoke them on Rosh Hashanah. Koyam Hashem zechadi lachesed nurash avas kulu loisech lechteich acharei b'midbar be'eretz loy zeruah. They literally lived a life of kol ha'omer kol mishiyesh bepas besali roim manoich alamokar hareizem mekatani amana. If you have what to eat today and you're worried about tomorrow, you don't have big emuna. That means the people of Dar Midbar were living on the highest, the zenith of emuna. They literally got their food today. They had no idea what's going to be tomorrow. They got their food today and they were having emuna for tomorrow already. That is the highest level. That's the level of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. In fact, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's own life, the Gemara in Shabbos says, had Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. What happened to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? We know he disappeared for 13 years because he spoke against the Roman government. The Romans said they're going to kill him. So he went into hiding, went to a cave. For 12 years he went to a cave, and how did he live? He had a carob tree, and he lived off the carob tree for 12 years. He came out, and he had to go back for a year, like the whole story on Daf Lamed Gimel in Shabbos, by the way. It's amazing. So anyways, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was the life of the Dar HaMidbar. So Nefesh HaChaim says, the Shlomo HaMelech's Dar, they were tzaddikim, but they a little bit had to turn away from Hashem because they had to do, on a national level, they had to do parnasa. So if you turn away a little bit, it's not a punishment, that's just Hashem's relationship to you. Moshe Rabbeinu's Dar, the Dar HaMidbar, the Oichlei Haman, they literally were facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu face to face. So that's why the Kruvim of Moshe Rabbeinu's Dar were face to face. The Kruvim of Shlomo were a little bit mitzadi d'tzudei, they had to turn away. There you look at Nefesh HaChaim, beautiful Nefesh HaChaim. Take a look, Shara Aleph, Perek Zion. He goes into a big arichas over here. So now, it's unbelievable, apropos, the day we got the Mon is the day we started this level that we're literally facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu face to face. Panim el panim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the day of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's Yahrzeit. He was the life, his life was the door of the Oichlei Haman. He sits in the cave and eats from, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides him. Okay, we're not on that Madrega, but everybody should aspire at some time in their life to be so dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it comes out that this answers the Kasha in Parshas Behar. The Sephorno says that why does it say two times the Bracha? Because the first time is in quality, right? The first time it says v'chisomim aloicha b'shana shirisein l'nizva nesos. Hashem. I'm sorry. The pasuk before says v'asitim l'chukaisim mishpati l'shvayz v'asitim v'asitim v'shatam al tzvev v'nasar is period. The Sephorno says Hashem's going to give you quality. That means all you're going to need is a little bit. You eat a little bit. That's going to be mizbarach b'meyov. You're going to be able to get through life without needing a lot. Then you're going to ask a kasha that Hashem's going to give you a different bracha, but that's going to be the bracha of quantity. But it's two different brachas. But ideas like this. Kozman, you don't ask questions. You live, you face Hashem. So again, the Nefesh HaChaim's rule is, to the degree we're davening to Hashem, that's the degree Hashem is to davening to us. If you don't ask kashas, then Hashem directly gives his shaka. But v'chisaymu, but now you didn't have such good amuna. You start asking kashas, now Hashem has to give a different private bracha. You don't have the quality anymore. You'll have the quantity, but you don't have the quality anymore because you turned away a little bit. And that is Rav Shimon bar Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel. The kol zman a person is facing Hashem, Hashem has tremendous hashpa, shefa straight from Hashem. This, when he turns away, Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu turns away a little bit. That's the yishuv in the psukim. Everybody should enjoy like Vayimer, and...